Good evening, everybody. It's SoCal TrafficCast.
This is Edgar.
And this is Tim. We're coming at you live Monday night, September
15th.
15th, 2008, on the way back from the boat.
Yes.
And we had to record something because we're entertaining ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
A little entertainment on the way back from the boat, late night, trying to keep ourselves awake.
Yes. Very good.
So we're making up jokes on the fly.
Okay, go ahead and tell your joke, because I thought it was a joke.
It was moderate?
No, it was a joke.
It was a joke? It was okay?
Yeah.
Since we were on the boat, we were thinking, a priest, a rabbi, and an atheist were stranded on a dinghy in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
They were down to the last bottle of water, and they had no food. And the priest says, I've been forgiven by Jesus Christ, so you can take my water.
To the rabbi.
I have eternal life.
Yes.
And the rabbi says, no, you can take my water because I'm the chosen people and I have eternal life. And the atheist says, thank you.
That was actually good on the second time.
I did it again, and it was still okay?
Yeah, it was still funny. It was
usually funny to me. The second I would take it on.
Yeah, because I know a little background of it, so it's kind of good. And then I started to say, it's actually a Red Fox joke.
Is it? You just played. It's okay. Plagiarize.
Well, okay.
Go ahead. He's dead.
Yeah, he's. Oh, yeah, he's dead. But anyway, he said, there's, you know, a little boy. And you know how little boys are, little children are. When something hurts, they always go, Mommy, Mommy, kiss it, make it better. You know, that's what little children do.
Sure.
So there was this little boy, and he was just old enough to reach the toilet. Mm-hmm. He was just ready, just barely reached it. And what happened was the toilet seat fell right on it. So he runs to Mom, and he says, Mommy, Mommy, please make it better, kiss it, make it better. And she says, every day you're becoming more and more like your father.
That was better the second time around.
I think you think so?
Get
it explained
all
it a little bit more.
Set it up in your head.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm trying to remember it.
It was a little bit better.
The other one I was ready to say was there was this lady, and she had a little green spot right in the inner thigh. And she was gypsy. It was a gypsy lady. She went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at it, and, you know, try to subscribe something to it. And then a couple of weeks later, she came back, and still the little green spot was right there. And he couldn't figure it out. And then until he reminded him that she was gypsy, he goes, oh, I know exactly what it is. And she said, and he said, apparently your husband wears brass. Because it was, he was in the inner thigh. And so...
Where's brass? What?
Well, he wore like earrings made of brass, and then he was in the inner thigh.
Inner thigh.
Yeah, and he couldn't figure it out.
That is a long way.
So Tim, any other ones?
Well, you know, I like the way the one was going before, but it didn't go anywhere. Uh-huh. It was a priest, a rabbi, and an atheist walk into a bar.
Uh huh.
And the atheist said, what did, to the priest, what did you do with your bike?
Uh-huh.
And the priest says, oh, well, I lent it to the rabbi. Mm-hmm. And the rabbi goes, lent? Oh, that's what you meant. I thought you gave it to me. I sold it.
Uh-huh.
And the priest says, see, that's as far as I got.
That's
I'm not very good with the rest of it. It's not going anywhere for me now.
Well, the way I told the joke was the priest lost his bike, and so he went to confession. And during confession, he goes, well, you know, just try to remember, you know, where you left your bike. And, you know, what you need to do is just go over the Ten Commandments. And then the priest said, oh, I know exactly where I left my bike. And he says, all you have to, you know, remember is the Ten Commandments. And mm-hmm. He said,
I shall not covet my neighbor's wife.
That's where I left my bike. 10 Hail Marys to you.
10 Hail Marys.
Oh, my goodness. There was another red fox joke. There was these Mary, let's say. And then the other guy says, oh, I wish it was night. Because of the sheep. Mary. I guess you had to be there. It's night.
Night of...
Yeah. It's a dirty joke. It's kind of like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little slow. I was trying to think of my joke anyway.
Yeah, anyway. What's your joke?
A priest walks into the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Orders a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
A little while later, the rabbi walks in the bar, and he orders a whiskey sour. Later in the night, the third and only other guy to walk in the bar is just a regular old guy, kind of walks in the bar.
Kind of like an atheist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sits next to the priest and the rabbi, and they've had a few drinks by then. And he orders a ginger ale. And the bartender says, sir, this is not one of those bars.
Mm.
He said, well, what kind of bar is it? Well, the priest over here, he ordered a Bloody Mary. The rabbi ordered a whiskey sour. And they've had a few since you've been here, and you just ordered a ginger ale. This is a drinking bar. And the atheist says, dang it, I don't quite have it yet. I'm going to figure out that joke. I'll get back to you on it. If you guys at home have a punchline for that joke, you just let me know, because I don't quite have it yet.
Okay, I'll tell you a bar joke, and this is a silly joke, I have to say. And then so he, God, I messed it up. It's an actual guy at the bar. He's cleaning the bar, and this horse walks in. And then the bartender looks up, and he says, hey, what's with the long face? God,
I got that one. That was
yeah,
funny.
That was. I messed
I don't
it
remember
up.
It was the horse or the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but there was an actual guy.
Long face.
And then the horse walked in because horses
didn't
have long face.
Horse is a horse, of course.
Yeah, well, they have long faces.
And with the horse.
I have to explain
it? Of course.
It? Yeah.
Sure, geez. I get it. I understand.
Okay, it's your turn, I guess.
Oh, no. A priest, a rabbi.
What is it with the religious atheist. Jokes? Okay.
I like the religious.
Go ahead. Okay. Go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not very good at the joke thing.
No.
Oh, no, I never remember anyone else's jokes. I've always had a hard time with that over time. And we hear how my spontaneous creation of jokes, especially the priest and the
good.
Rabbi and the...
I'm just remembering, some of these comedians that I've heard jokes.
Oh, I've never
That's
heard,
all.
Yeah.
And I still mess it up. I mean, one of the greatest jokes that I've heard is from Red Fox. He's actually out at the races. And he gives a whole monologue. One of the horses' name was Jockey Strap. And then the other one was, remember what the other ones were? It was Jackie Strap on My Strap. That's the name of the, that's the name of the, of the, who rides the horse. And then Ointment is another one.
And then I don't know.
He just goes to this. He names like four horses at least.
One of my favorite all-time stand-up jokes. There's a couple of them. But one of my favorite all-time is Eddie Murphy, Delirious.
Yeah. Is that the first one?
Ice Cream Man.
Oh, Ice Cream Man. Everybody knows loves Ice Cream Man.
You remember when you were a kid? You know, and you'd be sitting there playing, and it didn't matter what was going on. You hear Ice Cream Man.
That music.
Ice Cream!
Yeah.
The Ice Cream Man is coming! Mom! The Ice Cream Man!
Yeah.
Mom! Ice Cream Man! And you run to the window, and Mom will throw money out the window. Get your papa an ice cream sandwich, and get your sister a big stick, and give me a Sunday cone. Here you go. Go, 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 go. And you run down the street, and the Ice Cream Man see you. He'd be see you in the window, and he'd just speed up. He'd be running 500 miles an hour. Ice Cream Man! Ice Cream Man! And Ice Cream Man, I want to, and a cone.
Yeah.
And you get your ice cream, and you go to friends. and you don't even eat the ice cream. You do not eat the ice cream. You go to your friends and you just sing. You just go, I got some ice cream, and I'm gonna eat it. You want a lick? Psych! My ice cream! I got some ice cream!
Okay.
I dropped my ice cream! Oh,
Tim.
Wipe it off. I got some ice cream.
Tim. I'm kind of scared.
What? You're scared?
Because we're driving like 80 miles an hour and you're telling
me that. No, I'm doing 65.
Story.
I slowed down for
okay,
that.
For that bit.
I slowed down.
Okay. And it seemed like really it happened to you. It wasn't just the monologue, the dialogue, but whatever. You were there.
I got some ice cream.
It was scary.
And I'm going to eat it. One lick. Psych!
Until it falls in the ground.
That was one of my favorite ones. The other one was my favorite. You know, I really liked old Bill Cosby. Back in the day, sitting there on the stool, Bill Cosby, back when he was young.
Yeah.
You know.
Album days.
Oh, yes. Man. And one of my favorite was Hofstra Football.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Oh, it was great. Hey, you sit there and say, you know, when I was in college, I played a little football. Oh, I'll just sit around here. I want to talk to you for a minute. Now, the TV contract we got is a really big deal for us. And, when we're out there playing ball, it's really important that we kind of refrain from doing some things that maybe not have been the biggest deal before.
So he did the whole voice.
Yeah, uh-huh. Of course he did the voice.
Yeah, of course.
And I said, one of those things is we want to try and do our best to keep our hands off our groin area when we're out there on the field.
Yeah.
So you never know when the camera's going to be on us.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Like a meeting.
Yeah, oh, we'll get to that.
It feels like it was maybe 12 hours ago.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I've been meaning to bring that up all day. So, let me finish my bit.
Yes.
As long as we're still in bit for comedians.
It's live to me, but go right ahead.
And he said, so we're out there and we're playing the game and we're in a couple of quarters. And, you know, Hofstra wasn't one of the better teams. But they were kind of got this TV contract because the team we were playing was really good.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting out there and we run a play and I take the handoff from the quarterback and I take the ball and I turn around and I look down and I see a hole.
In the football?
No, in the line.
Oh, in the line. Okay.
I see a hole. Yeah. It's up. Yeah. Nailing me right in the bars. I went to the ground and I thought to myself, now, we don't want anybody grabbing your groinal area. So I didn't know what to do, so I grabbed my head.
Grabbed my head. That is classic
love
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Love him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got the groinal grab arm rub there today. We're at a sales meeting today.
Oh, my God. I felt like I was in the first grade. How about you?
Boss, if you're listening, we love you.
Yes.
We say this with all love and support. I don't know what you were doing in your pants today or you were giving the meetings, but it's just not right to take your hand out of the pants and then touch the people with it.
I did get a nice pat on my shoulder.
He came over. He was digging in his pocket, and I don't know if he has the pockets made extra deep so he can dig like that.
No,
put them in and then moves it over to the side, rubs around, and... I don't know what he's grabbing in there.
Yeah,
it's just
wrong. Yeah.
But then he takes...
I found it quite informational. It was a lot of information there. Yes. We all needed that.
Well, you know.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is.
You have to have sales meetings. he's developing a team, and so you got to do that. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, that's
and
not
for the veterans that are there. They're like, oh God, oh, same old shit again. But it is all. It's just basics, and everybody's got to remember it, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's that part of it's good. I guess I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what to expect. Until he rubbed my shoulder. He tapped me on my shoulder.
The post-adjustment hand job?
Yes, I just... it's difficult. He doesn't... You know, if he just asked for a little bit of help... But I know he has to do the first one. I understand that.
No, he's fine.
He's good.
He's fine.
What am I saying?
It's fine.
I don't know what I'm saying.
We just got to get his hand out of his pocket.
Yeah, that'll help his rhythm. Of his meeting.
Being distracted. Mike, if you're listening, dude, we love you. And we don't know how else to tell you, so we're kind of hoping you're listening. Take it the best way you can, you know.
Well, that's the most difficult thing.
We're sure that you're not like doing a hand grab down there, but it looks like it from the audience.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like it. You got your hand deep down in your pocket, like lifting up your pants.
It's all good.
Yeah! Glendora High School football rocks!
And I don't know what else to say.
A priest, a rabbi, and an atheist. Walk into a bar. The priest has his hand inside his vest.
Yes.
And
they sure have these get-ups, I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the rabbi has his hands in both his pockets.
Uh-huh. Counting his change. Yeah.
That's right. And the atheist has his hands down his pants.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender says, what's wrong with you three?
You're going to order something?
That's right.
Oh, you're making a sale?
No.
Oh. I don't know what else.
No, hold on. And the priest says, his hands inside his shirts, he says, touch no evil.
Oh, wow.
And the rabbi says, don't show your touching evil.
Uh-huh.
And the atheist says, what the fuck?
Oh, that started really good.
I know.
I know, because he has his hands in his privates.
Oh, wait a minute.
You like that, huh?
No.
But that was good.
Oh, it's close, though.
Yeah. It's close.
It's close.
Huh.
That's right.
Are we even still recording? It's hard to tell.
Yes, we're recording. Oh, it's okay. Red light.
Oh, okay.
See red light?
I'm not touching it.
Don't just mess it up.
Yeah. Battery life and all.
A priest, a rabbi, and an atheist walk into the bar. And the atheist has his hands on the counter.
Oh.
I'm sorry. The priest has his hands on the bar. And the rabbi has his hands in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the atheist has his hands down his pants.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender says, what are you guys doing? And the priest says,
I'm counting Hail Marys?
No.
No?
And the priest says, thou shalt have no other gods but thy own.
Oh.
And the rabbi says, my body is my temple.
Ooh, okay. Bring it on. Preach it, brother.
And the atheist says, it's mine. I'll play with it as much as I want.
I actually laughing at that. People, I don't know why, but it seems funny to me at this moment. I keep thinking Richard Pryor jokes now. Red Fox to Richard Pryor.
Because next Richard time I'm going to do Eddie Murphy's Mr. T is Gay. So you go ahead.
Okay. Mm. Well, I like, Murphy, but the first show he did. The second one was like a cursing show, so I wasn't really, everything was a cursing show.
Yeah, Raw was a little...
Cursing.
A little over the edge.
Yeah, a little bit over the edge.
It was less content and more just bad words.
It was a lot. You know, it's like, yeah. No, but I'm thinking about here and now. He did this, I want to say in Louisiana. He was down there and he did a little stand up, big stage, the whole thing. And then he brought up, you know, when you're really messed up, you know, you're just drunk, just really messed up.
It was Richard Pryor. He said fucked up.
Yeah, he did. He okay. Did. Yeah, but he didn't. It wasn't a cursing joke.
No, like, I know.
Like
but
Eddie Murphy. It was kind of different.
You really can't. It doesn't really hold its content when you say messed up. There's a reason for it. He said, I was really. When you know when you're really fucked up.
Yeah, you're really fucked.
Yeah. Wasted.
Wasted. There you go.
Yeah. Not if you want to clean up, you say you got it. You really effing wasted.
Yes.
There you go. There you cleaned.
Thank
I cleaned it up
much.
For you.
I'm glad you're.
I'm here to help.
Here with me now. Like here and now. But anyway, and then years ago to the zoo, and you had your hand right up that elephant's ass. Remember that one time? Remember?
I remember.
Remember that? Oh, and you
dude.
Just don't want to remember that?
Dude, I had one of those friends. I kid you not. Dude, I had one of those friends.
So.
Oh, every time I ran into him, it was like there was the three rule.
There were three things
I did when I was effing wasted. And every time I ran into him for years.
Yes.
It's instantly.
It's cruel, by the way. It's cruel.
It was, hey, Tim, you remember that time you were so effing wasted?
Yes.
And then?
And he'd tell the story.
Tell the story.
And you're just nodding your head, and you're like, dude, don't tell the story one more time. Please.
Like, please, I don't want to hear it
again. But that's the funny part for him. Well, not for you. But, you know, you can only tell the story so many times.
I know. Well,
you got to come up with a new story.
It's a funny story.
Yeah.
They're all good stories. I just wish the person that was effing wasted was someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Not me.
Exactly. So that's one of the things he brings up. And also being pulled over as we're driving. I think of this story. You know, it's like you're driving 100 miles an hour asleep, he says. And then the bright lights come on. They're on. And you say, officer, is everything okay? And then he comes up, and you just start going, and your mouth just blabbers out.
I was not blabbing, man.
It just takes over. And you say, where does that come from? And then he puts you on the line, walk the line, and he said, you know what, and apparently he got pulled over quite a few times. He said, every time I got pulled over, I can tell you this, and they made me walk the line. I mashed potatoes. I mean, I just walked over the line all over the place like I was mashing potatoes. You really have to see the show.
I've seen the show.
You've seen that?
I don't remember as good as you do.
No, well, I've seen it a few times.
But it does remind me of a Bill Cosby joke. Can
oh,
I tell
does
the
it?
Bill Cosby
yeah,
joke?
Absolutely. You're on.
Bill Cosby had a joke. He said, now, when I was in college, I had this girlfriend.
Uh-huh. He does the whole voice thing.
The voice thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it is. He's smooth.
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 And here's his girlfriend. And you know, when you're in college, I go over to her house and we just say we were studying.
Uh-huh.
I go over to her house and we study for a little bit. And we said, well, maybe just make out for a little bit.
Yeah.
We just like kiss a little bit and we try and go back to study, then we just kiss a little bit more. Next thing you know, you're making out for hours.
Mm.
Hours and hours and hours. And you know you make out to the point where you can't talk anymore. And
I was thinking that.
Your bottom lip is dropping. And it was $200.
Uh-huh.
It was all I can afford. It was a good car, but it had all bald tires. And all I could afford was one good tire. So I went to the store and I bought one tire.
Yes.
It was an all-terrain tire. And I remember coming home. It was one of those nights we were living there. My leg was all blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was driving home. I was tired and it was late and it had been snowing. There was ice on the road. And I was looking down the road and I go, well, you know, the road's going straight. And I'm pointed straight. Maybe I could just take a little nap.
Take a nap. Okay.
And just as my eyes were starting to close, a leaf blew in front of the car, and I thought I hit a cow. Slam on the brakes.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, I was looking out the front window, and everything was going sideways past the window. Yeah. I look out the side window, and everything's straight, so I just turned aside and looked out that window. We're sliding down the road forever and ever and ever. And then eventually, pow, hit a tree.
Yes.
That was a great car.
Yeah, you're pretty much done when you hit anything.
Yeah, that's right.
On one good tire.
Love that joke.
Yeah.
My favorite one-liner from that joke is simply this. Why is there air?
Why is a person asked? I'm going to ask my PA teacher, why are there atoms? Because he... Don't you need to wear clothes? That's why there's atoms.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's right. Why is there air?
Yeah,
air blow volleyballs, blow basketballs. That's why there is. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Well, that's true, you know.
That's right. It works for that.
Yeah. You do need air for that.
I don't know. If there wasn't air, what did you blow them up with?
Yeah. But that was kind of interesting, this little tidbit.
You think we should wrap it up?
I think so, too.
We're almost done? You don't want to hear Eddie Murphy do Mr. T?
No, I don't want... No.
Mr. T is gay?
No, or the Honeymooners. Remember the Honeymooners? Norton! Norton!
Come here, Norton!
Come on down, Norton!
Come here, Norton, and suck my dick! Come here, Norton!
Yeah,
bend over, Norton!
No.
I'm not.
So you're really living it right now. So I think that this is a good time to ease off the pedal.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this has been SoCal Traffic Cast.
And this is Edgar.
And this is Tim. And you can check us out online at www.socaltrafficcast.com anytime, anyplace.
Or we're at Podomatic.
No, it links them to that.
Oh, it does?
They don't have to go to
Podomatic.
No, cool. It gets them there. Okay. SoCalTrafficCast.com. Hamna, 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 hamna.